You're listening to episode 201 of Lifestyle Locker Radio with Dr. Josh Hant. Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and I want to welcome you to Lifestyle Locker Radio. It is here where we talk all things lifestyle, from fitness to nutrition, peak performance to longevity, awesome relationships to inspirational stories. We take you on an amazing journey to all things life and lifestyle. Enjoy the ride. Hey everyone, Dr. Josh Hant here. I just wanted to touch base with you one more time before we get back to our regular programming with some of our amazing, absolutely amazing guests that we've had, and we have some really awesome ones coming up, so hang in tight. You're gonna absolutely love them. I just want to let you know that I'm here for all of you. I am one of all of you, and that I've been in under the same stressors and stresses that many of you have been in and been under. You know, being on the front lines as a chiropractor, taking care of patients through this whole COVID-19 event has been interesting to say. Nonetheless, we're in New York City, and we are in the heart of the crazy, if you will. And I really feel for those that have had a direct health impact, financial impact, family impact. People are coming through this whole lockdown, this whole shutdown of the world, you know, with more conditions and diseases, and suicide rates are up, and anti-anxiety and anti-depression medications are on the rise. All the things that we as a world have been trying to work on for so long in the natural health world to help people free themselves from, you know, the handcuffs of medical tyranny and people being totally just reliant on a chemical fix for their life. I feel like it's gone down the tubes quite a bit. But I don't want to be all doom and gloom. I truly believe that during these times, there are many of us that have taken the time to take a step back, to learn how to become the least vulnerable we can be in all areas of our lives. You know, in our health, it's super essential. I mean, you heard this during our Immunopalooza event months ago. You know, Dr. Eric Plasker spoke about becoming the least vulnerable. And I think that's a very powerful thing. And it's, you know, when you're less vulnerable, you're more resilient to things that come our way. You know, viruses and bugs and all of these different conditions and diseases, they come around. And, you know, viruses have been around for a long time, longer than the human species, right? So when all these things come around, is it about hiding and hunkering down and getting away from a virus? That's a question to think about. Or is it finding out the best way as a human being that we can actually become more resilient, less vulnerable, and become healthier so viruses and sicknesses and diseases bounce off of us? And of course, yes, I'm not saying there's a cure-all, if you will, for anything and everything, but why not be ready? Why not be healthy before the problem? You know, I've been yelled at in the streets of New York City. I've been yelled at in parking lots up here in suburbia for walking by myself without a mask on, right? So people are, you know, 20, 30 feet away yelling, hey, put your mask on. I feel it's almost, for me, in the beginning of the pandemic, I listened to the book 1984 by George Orwell. And it really seems that we are going down the road to this Orwellian society. It's mind-blowing where people are not standing up for making their own choices. They are forcing the choices that have been, you know, pushed on them onto other people, which is, it just blows my mind. So I want all of us to have that freedom that we so love in this country, in the U.S. and around the world, which many countries do have. I truly believe that that we need to make our own choices, and we need not to be locked down in the way we are, right? I think it's great and it's wise. And yeah, of course, safety precautions have been made always through everything. And I've had the chances to speak to medical physicians, to nurses, to people that are working in some of these COVID hospitals, to people that have been working at home, to moms, to dads that are home, we're homeschooling, and the challenges with all of this. And so I hope that we can get back to some sense of a good, positive place where we have people that are focusing on being healthy, where we start to realize that the choices we make every day, when it comes to the food we eat, when it comes to the water we drink or the things that we drink, when it comes to getting that sunshine, to getting the movement that's essential to life in, that we get our happy relationships, our community, we get into different, we're called microbiomes, which you may have heard in many of the other episodes of Lifestyle Locker, right? Getting yourself in the sun, getting walking barefoot in the grass, getting to a beach, getting into the mountains, doing the things that you are able to do, right? Being in New York City, you're able to get into Central Park to get some fresh air, to get some sunshine, to move your body. Do the things, I can't wait till we can do the things that are going to help us become much more resilient and less vulnerable. That's where I think we come out and win as a society, not hiding and hiding from this virus, hiding from any virus in the future, hiding from things doesn't make us stronger. You know, our interactions make us stronger. And I know it sounds sad, and I don't want to be sounding mean to anybody, but sickness and disease has been around for a long time, right? Sickness and disease has been around for a long time. People are going to die from sickness and disease, and it's sad. And the people that die from these sicknesses and these diseases tend to be more vulnerable. And yes, I know many of you may be thinking, or a few of you may be thinking, well, what about the 35-year-old, or what about the one kid that died, or what about, yes, were there going to be some variants or like very, 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 very small percentages of people that are not in the norm, that are not, you know, that don't appear, I should say, to be more vulnerable, but may actually have some underlying things that we don't even know that's going on? Yeah, I think that's very, very possible. And you know what? That happens now. That happens now. So, and sorry, I apologize. That little whine, that's my dog running around playing with a toy. But yeah, I truly believe that we get through this thing. We have the opportunity to either come out stronger, come out more resilient, and make the choices that are going to make us healthier, or we give up our freedoms, put our health in the hands of the government, where we don't get to make any choices for ourselves, where the government gets to decide what they want for us, for our children, for the world. I don't want to live in that society, and I hope many of you don't. I hope you want to live in a society that gets to make the choices that they want to make. That's what's so great about living here in the United States, that we have had those choices for a long time. And when we make the right choices and support with our dollars, right? We support with our dollars the companies that are supporting our resilience, that are supporting our health, not the companies that are supporting our demise. Why would you want to support junk food and support things that are going to make you more susceptible to disease and sickness? Think about it, right? Think about it. So, you know, I know that was my rant here, and I wanted to get back to you, and I wanted to do this today. We've had some crazy tech issues over the past week or so, or almost 2 weeks at this point, and I wanted to just touch base because didn't have access to a lot of our recordings since they are in a cloud drive, which I'm learning that is maybe not the best place to always keep everything. I'm going to start keeping some other ways of backup of all our content here at Lifestyle Locker Radio. But I feel it was necessary for me to give you this little rant to share a little bit of my feelings on all of this. And in no way, shape, or form am I really giving you, you know, medical advice right now. I'm giving you thinking points. I'm giving you, and I apologize, my dog playing with a squeaky toy, but I'm giving you thinking points. I'm giving you things to ponder. You know, there are a lot of things to me that don't make sense of what's going on, but I'm one person. But there are thousands of medical physicians on the front lines that think the same thing. I'm not alone. You're not alone if you're listening. And then again, I urge all of you to be open-minded and, you know, listen to podcasts. Listen to some of the outliers in the community. If we're constantly stuck in that mainstream media, which has its very own agenda, which has, I believe if I'm not 100% correct, close to 75% of its funding comes from the vaccine companies. 75% of the funding for major media, the news that you're watching, the TV that you're watching, comes from pharmaceutical companies. So they dictate the message that you want, that you're getting out. So I urge you to pay attention to some of the outliers, some of the people that are a little different and may give a different story than you may see on the mainstream media. And I urge you just to be open and listen. Doesn't mean you need to agree. It doesn't mean you need to, you know, dive in 100% and maybe go 100, make a 180 degree turn. I just urge you to pay attention. I urge you to maybe turn off that TV and get your media sources from somewhere else. See what else is going on in the world. Because if there are two polarizing points of view or two polarizing stories for the same event, that means something is not right. That means we need to open our eyes and pay attention to what's going on. And I'm not the answer. I'm not the solution. I'm here. I'm a person. I'm a human. I'm an American. I'm a person that wants this world to be a better, healthier, more resilient. And I'll tell you what, we need more happy, loving people around. Because, man, this is really taking a toll on people's moods and their attitudes towards life. Because it's impacting people in such a hard way. I'm not talking about just the sick people. I'm talking about hundreds, and I shouldn't say hundreds, you know, 20, 40, 50, 60, I'm not sure how many millions of people are unemployed at this point that are healthy or that were healthy. Right now they're locked down, unemployed, don't have a way to pay for their kids' food to get good quality things, so they just start becoming more vulnerable. So my heart goes out to everybody. My heart goes out to you. So I appreciate you. Thanks for listening to my short rant here. Hopefully it's been under 15 minutes or so for all of you. But we're going to get back to our regular programming on our next episode. So get ready. I cannot wait to share some of our new guests with you and helping you unleash your human potential as a lifestyle locker radio. I guess I want to call you the army, right? You're like our tribe here, our army of healthy people that want to be and strive to be healthy and healthier. So have an awesome day, evening, or night from wherever and whenever you're listening. I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and I want to let you know one last piece of this show is sponsored by the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program. And you can head over to the link that's going to be right below in the show notes. It'll be everywhere you can find it. And this program is absolutely amazing. It allows those that are wanting to get more resilient in their health, in their life, in their movement, and have some great positive accountability. For those of you that have been locked down, which this goes out to many of you, if not all of you that are listening, and you are looking for a way to be better and healthier, this simple program, it's just $5 a month, can hopefully help you pivot in life and start to get healthier and more resilient today. All right, everyone. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.